Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Kuf Pei Dalid 584. The Isser of cutting off and removing Sara'as spots, Sara'as signs, Simani Tuma of Sara'as. That's today's Isser, stuck in the middle of a couple of mitzvahs that relate to the issues of Mashkon as we started to discuss yesterday. The Torah tells us here in Parshas Kisetze, Hishamer Benega Hatzara'as, be very careful, Benega Hatzara'as regarding Sara'as Pas, Lishmar Ma'od V'la'asos, to guard it and to do anything inappropriate. K'chol Asher Yeru Eschem HaKohanim V'Halviyim K'asher Tzivisim Tishru La'asos. Do whatever they tell you to do, and if you try to undermine and violate, that is an Isser. Hishamer, Hishamer Pen Alur Lo, as we know our Lashonos of Lo Sasei, here the Rambam learns a Lo Sasei based on the word Hishamer. And then the Torah says, Zachor, Eis Asher Asa Hashem Alokech Ala Miriam, remember one of the Sheisachiros, remember what Hashem did to Miriam, Baderach Bateschem in Mitzrayim, on the way when you went out of Mitzrayim. This is the mitzvah, Hishamer Benega Tzaras, Rashi quotes, Velo Shelo Titlosh Simani Tuma, do not try to uproot and detach Simanim of Tuma, Velo Takut Tzabaharis, and don't cut off the spot, Kechol Asher Yiru Eschem, you have to follow what they, the Kohanim, say, to be Sagur, to be Mukhlat, to be Tahor. So this is the Isser, the Lo Sase, says the Sefer Achinuch right here, Tafkuf Pei Dalid, Shenimnanu Milakut Simani Tzaras, O Lekavso, or to burn it off, Achi Yishtane Mara, until it changes color, V'yalzen Nemar, Yishamer, V'loshin Sifri, Yishamer B'negat Tzaras, B'lo Sase, says the Sifri, this is a Lo Sase Daraisa, and that's what the Mishnah says also, in the Gaim in Perek Zayin, says the Mishnah, Hatolish Simani Atuma V'hichva Samichya, over below Sase, this is the Nisa Daraisa to remove the Tzara spots. Mishor Shi Mitzvah Zu, what are the messages behind this mitzvah? Says the Chinuch, I already wrote this back in Vayikra by Mitzvah Kuf Ayin. What mitzvah was that? That was the mitzvah in Parshas Tazria, not to shave off the hair that is making one tame. So these two Isurim basically go together. You have the Isur of removing, cutting off the spot, cutting off any other type of simen, and you have the Isur of cutting the hair. Same issue. Kuf Ayin, the Chinuch said back there, Shalal Galech, Tseyar Nesek, Shene'emar, Vesa Nesek, Lo Yigaleach, Klomar. Also, Tseyar Shal Makom, Anesek, Lo Yigaleach. That is an Isur, Vohein Yan, Kadisha Yakar, a Kohen, Simani Atum of Isaris. So the Kohen gets an open look to see whether it's tame or tahar. That's why it is not allowed to be cut off. What is the shorish of the mitzvah? So the Chinuch says there, it obviously applies to both, L'ramez, she'yizbo kol adam, eze tzar ve'eze onesh, she'anishu Hashem baruch hu. A person has to suffer or carry the tzar that Hashem gives, v'lo yivah bahem, and not rebel against them. This Isser is not saying that you're not allowed to go to a doctor. If a doctor makes somebody, Hashem makes us sick, so we're not allowed to go get medicine. No, all Rishonim, the Ramban and the Sfarim, and all the Rishonim say you have to go. Yes, there's a you could misread a Ramban, or not even misread, I shouldn't say it, it's too strong of a way to say it. 95% of the Mefarshim say that the Ramban and B'chukosai, when he says that you shouldn't go to doctors, read the whole Ramban from start to finish. It's clear when he's talking about a case when there are nisim gluyim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you a specific message when there's evidence of his existence, and everybody agrees and admits to it, so then maybe there's an issue about going to doctors. But throughout our history, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only benistar, so of course you have to go to doctors, and it's a mitzvah, and the Ramban himself was a doctor, and all the Rishonim, there are Havaminas and Tosfos and the Eben Ezra's, maybe there's a difference between Misa B'dei, Acholi B'dei Shemayim and B'dei Adam, but Lamaskana, we don't pask in that way. So what do you mean? Hashem is giving you a message. So we answer that Hashem gives us the medicine too. Hashem gives us the medicine. Specifically, by Tzara'as, there's a message that he wants us to get and realize and not get rid of it unless we go through the proper channels. V'lo yivah b'hem, not to rebel. V'al yachshov, a person shouldn't think, continues the Chinuch, she'yehei yecholes b'yado levatelotam, ula ha'alila min abrios. I can hide it, I can nullify it. Rakesh levakesh tchinam eisakal barachu, I should daven, she'yerpeh machatz makosav, that he heals the makos. And this is the same message he says there for what it says in Tzitzitze also, right? Hashem is giving us a message relating to the Tzara'as, and therefore, it is not in our power to try to undermine. Right? Also, the message being, you can't run away from God. The Yonah message. You think you can run away? You can't run away. You can't get out of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planned. Right? Hashem wants you to have Tzara'as. He wants you to sit outside. He wants to give you a punishment. He'll figure out another way. You can't get out. It reminds us of the Gemara Maseches Sukkah towards the end of Daf Nun Gimel, where Shlomo HaMelech Fascinating Gemara. Shlomo HaMelech is walking and he sees the Malach HaMaves. And the Malach HaMaves looks sad. And Shlomo says, why are you so sad today? He says, you see those two guys over there? You know, I need to take them. I need to take them. And, you know, they're not in the right place to figure out how to get them. So Shlomo quickly sends these two guys on Alderach Shadim, on the wings of demons, to the city of Luz, where nobody died. And as they're walking into Luz, they died. And the next day he sees the Malach HaMaves, and the Malach HaMaves is smiling and laughing, and Shlomo Malach says, what's going on? So he says, oh, Shlomo, I had to figure out ways to get those two guys to the doorway of Lud. That's where they were supposed to die, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. Thank you very much. You've helped out immensely. That's what the Gemara says. Ragloi debar inish inun arvin bay. The legs of a person are his arev, are his cosigner. La asar de misbi, the place where he is needed. Taman movilin yaseh. That's where he will be led. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for each of us, and it doesn't matter where we are and what we are trying to do. If we try to get out of it, that does not take place. That is the message of cutting off simanei tzaras. And related to this, again, is the general Isurim of Tzaras. We have to realize the los assays that are involved here and the assays that we'll talk about, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute. But the Chinuch and the Rambam clearly count a los assay here of cutting off a spot of Tzaras. If we dig a little deeper in the world of the Rishonim, it is not 100% clear that this is the only mitzvah that should be counted here. After all, we know the Shlach Kadosh already says. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kadosh in Orach Chaim, where the Magen Avraham says there is a minog to say the Sheis Achiros every day after davening in most Siddurim. You have the Sheis Achiros from the Magen Avraham, B'Shem the Shlach, written there. And one of them is the Zachor that's written here in our Parsha. The Rambam does not count that as a mitzvah say daraisa. Some of the other ones he does. Zechiras Amalek is a mitzvah seder Raisa. Zechiras Shabbos is a mitzvah seder Raisa. Zechiras Lavan Har Sinai, the Rambam does not have that one either. So we can't say, oh, he counts all the others. Doesn't have all of them. But at least this one he does not count. Says the Ramban on our pasuk, I beg to differ. Says the Ramban, Ulefi Daiti, he mitzvahs asei mamish. This is a mitzvahs asei daraisa. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Kimo, Zacharas Yom HaShabbos Lakadsho. Zacharas Yom HaShari Tzatzim Yisrayim. Zachiras Yisiyas Mitzrayim. Also a mystery, the Rambam does not quote it. Zacharas Yisrayim Zalacha Amalek. But all of these, the Ramban quotes, as it says, Zachir is kula mitzvah. The Ramban says they're all mitzvahs. Imkein kamzeh kamosam v'yazhara miladaber lashon hara. What does the mitzvah say? Not to speak lashon hara. Yitzave b'mitzvah zaseh, shenizkar ha'onesh ha'gadol, sha'asa Hashem l'tzadekes ha'neviyah. Remember the onesh that Hashem brought to the tzadekes, to Miriam, shelo dibra ela b'chel, gemul chasa. And she didn't even do it in spite, and she was talking about her brother, who she loved, asher avasoka nafsha, v'lo dibra b'fanav sheyevo, she didn't want to embarrass him, v'lo b'fnei rabim, and it wasn't publicly, rak beino levein acheha ha'kadosh b'tzina, between her and Aaron HaKohen, v'chol maseh atovim lo ho'ila, and all of her great actions did not help, gam ata im teshev b'achicha tzadaber b'animecha titein dofi, says the Lo Tinatzel, says the Ramban, this is the message. We have to remember what happened to Miriam, and is a kol shekein, if it happened to her, in all those cases, so in all those conditions, surely it should happen, it could happen to us, and it should not be done. Then the Ramban compares, and quotes the Medrash that compares all of the Zechiros, which really translate not just to be Zechiros, but Azkaros. When the Torah says Lizkara, it really means Lahazkir, to mention. Shabbos is mentioned. Amalek is mentioned. Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned. It's Lahazkir. So here too, what does it mean Lahazkir? It means to make sure our children know about what happened to Miriam through that, teaching them about the evils of Lashon Hara. And the Ramban ends off by saying, Umikan nire, shir avoseinu yasa osa mitzvah, lo sipur ve'etza bilvad, lehidnasa menanagoyim. You see from here, the rabbis wanted this to be a mitzvah, and not just a sipur and an etza, an advice. What do you mean advice? Who says it's advice? Ah, look at Rashi. Rashi on the pasuk. Rashi seems to say that this mitzvah is not this pasuk. Is not counted as a mitzvah, but rather it is giving good advice to us. Hey, if you don't want to get tzaras, don't speak lashon hara. Rashi, he shomer b'negat tzaras. Zachar is asher asal kechla Miriam. Im basli he zaher shelo tilka b'tzaras al tesaper lashon hara. Zachar ha'asui l'Miriam shedibra be'achav alaksa b'negam. So it's not even a los asay on or an asay about not speaking lashon hara. It's advice. Rashi says, don't speaks lashon hara, and in that way you won't get saras. The Ramban says no, it's beferish a mitzvah, and then he says ve'echi tachein. The Ramban continues, shalashon hara shu shakol kashvichas damim lo tiabo betar lo sase gamur. Right, this is compared in arachin daf tezvav to shvichas damim. It doesn't get a lo sase. Olav ba'michlal say, where's the pasuk? Where else do you have a pasuk about the isser of lashon hara? So here, this is it. Aval b'kasav azeh azhara gedola bo liimanim imenu bein b'galui bein b'seisar bein b'miskavin lahazik ulahavzos bein she'ein miskavin lahazik klal v'zu mitzvah mechlal tariyag mitzvos v'shachacha ba'al halachas gedolos v'chol hamonim hamitzos acharav. And the Bahag and the Rambam all forgot this mitzvah. This is the Ramban. And just to think, just in case you didn't think he meant it, the Ramban writes this, he adds on. He adds on in Sefer HaMitzvos. Interesting, he says all of the Zechiras are mitzvos, but he doesn't add on all of them. Some of them the Rambam counts, Zechiras HaMalik. But Zechiras HaMalik is Mitzrayim. The Rambam does not count it. There are various suggestions given in the Achronim, but it is not on the Ramban's list that he adds. But if you look in the seventh mitzvah that the Ramban adds to the Rambam, Mitzvah Shvius, Shinitztavinu Lizkar Bepeh. Ula hashiv el ibenu, masha asa yisparach le Miriam jadibra ba'acheha, ima yosa neviya, va'acheha, v'chulu, and he continues what he says al ha Torah. And he says at the end, he has a comparison. Vine kasher nitztavinu bezachiras masha asa lanu amalek, just like we're commanded to remember what Amalek did to us, kadei lada'as, shalo al chinam yimache asbar Hashem yisparach yishmo, rach mechem laso aleinu, we have to realize what it's all about. Kach nitztavinu bezachiras masha asa le Miriam, li shomer milashon hara shelo yevienu kacha imkein roi lemnosa mitzvah mena mitzvahs. That is the Ramban. So the Rambam doesn't count it. The question is why. But even before we look in the Rambam and try to give an answer why the Rambam doesn't count it, the Rambam does mention this pasuk. He doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah asei daraisa, but he does mention it somewhere in the world of halacha. Where does the Rambam mention it? All the way at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzara'as, where the Rambam discusses in the last mitzvah the hashkafa and the terrible pernicious nature of Lashon Hara, says the Rambam right there. He says, realize when you get Tzara'as, eino miminhago shel olam, ela os upela haya b'Yisrael, kedei latzir m'Lashon Hara. It's a miracle to warn people about Lashon Hara. Shamasaber b'Lashon Hara, mishtanos b'kiris beiso v'chulu v'chulu. And then he says, val inyin ze mazhir b'Torah. The Torah warns. V'omer, he shomer b'negat Tzara'as. Zachor etz asher aso asher lakech l'miriam b'derech. What does that mean? Hareyu omer, hisboninu, focus, realize, contemplate, ma'ira l'miriam anaviya, shadibra b'acha, she gedola mimenu b'shanim, v'gidlos al berkal, you know what Miriam did for Moshe? She's older, she took care of him, she saved his life, she put herself in danger, v'sichna ba'atzma la'atzilu minayam, v'idol dibra v'gnuso ela, toss, she just made a little mistake. She says, why is Moshe different than us? So what kind of Lashon Hara is that? She didn't even say anything. She saved this kid's life. Kid. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was Anav Ma'od. And yet, Miyad, Nansha Bitsaras, Kalvachomer, the Rambam says, Lubnei Adam, Harishoyim, Atipshim, Shemarbin Ladabre, Gadulos, Viniflos. One has to be very careful and make sure that the company one is in and the chevra and the conversations that take place around us, he ends off, are appropriate. Avosichas kesheri Yisrael v'tzadikeyem eina ela v'divrei Torah v'divrei Chachma. Laficha chagadosh baruch hu ozer al yadan u'mezake osan ba. What do you see from this Rambam? The Rambam seems to sound like the Ramban. The Rambam counts this. Al inyan zeh mazir Torah. His bonenu. Ma'ir l'mirin aviyah. So ask the Mitzvah Zamelach. What's the machlokas here? So why doesn't the Rambam quote it? What was the Ramban's taina? It can't be that there's no isser in the Torah of Lashon Hara. This has got to be it. Not just the isser of cutting off saras. The isser of Lashon Hara. You know what the answer is? The Rambam does have a different mitzvah. Lo selech rachil ba'amecha. The Rambam says that is the mitzvah. That is the lo sase related to saras. See, he doesn't have to count this. You know what this is? You know what this is? Look at the language of the Rambam. Hisboninu. Focus, contemplate. This is an emphasis. This is make sure you follow. Make sure you don't speak Lashon Hara. Hosef lanu haTorah, writes the Mitzvah Zamelach. The Torah adds on in this pasuk, Tzir muchashi, a living image. L'mishavar b'Lashon Hara v'nitztara. K'dei lo hosef odar chaka mi'ikar alav. What is this like? It's like Rashi. In the beginning of Pashas Achreimos. Why did it say Achreimos? Shnei b'nei Aaron? Why? Mashal l'chol l'shnichas l'rofe. Rashi goes to the mashal of a chol that goes to a doctor. The doctor says, don't eat this. And it's okay. And the other doctor says, don't eat this because else you're going to die like so-and-so. That second one is much more graphic, is much more powerful. So the same thing here. If we just say, don't speak Lashon Hara, say the Rachel about Mecha, okay. But Hashem says, don't speak. Look what's going to happen. Remember what happened to Miriam. That's a much more graphic, powerful way of saying it. Me'ata, hu adin kan, belav de lashon hara, afshik ver hizir belav de lo telech rachil, hosef atora od, ve hizir she is bone b'maisa Miriam, ve humi din har chaka le'ikir halav. And that's why, the Ramban's tain of, oh, there's got to be a mitzvah, there is a mitzvah. Now the problem is on the Ramban. Why didn't he include lashon hara in lo telech rachil? The difference, rachilos lashon hara, but this is important three-way machlokas rishonim, how to understand this pasuk. Rashi says this pasuk is just an eisa tova. You don't want to get saras? Don't speak lashon hara. Number one. Number two is the Ramban. This pasuk is a mitzvah asay daraisa, bona fide. There's a los asay, and then there's an asay. And the Rambam has a different opinion. It's not just advice, but it's not a mitzvah on its own. It's not the source for the isra of lashon hara. It's not counted separately, but rather it is a hosafa, a hadgasha, a hamchasha, a crystallizing of this Avera by giving an example of somebody who got punished based on the Avera that they did. So the Rambam does count, does mention it, he just doesn't have it in his Minyan HaMitzvos. Very good, important discussions of the Rambam, and Rashi. Back to the Sefer HaChinuch. Midini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas? Basham Rizachon Levrachash, Atoli Simani Tumah, Bein Bekula, No Afilu Miksasan. If I take off any part of Saras, even if I don't make myself Tahar through that act, what if I have a simen of tumah and I cut off half of it and I'm still tameh? That's still asa daraisa. The Chinuch of the Rambam both continue and say you're not going to get malchus unless you've accomplished something. Skipping down a couple of lines, the Amar Zechon Levracha Shein Adam Loke Alze Ashel Yo Ilu Lo Maisav until he has an effect. Kolomar Shebehis Talek Masha Silek Min Hanega Yishar Pachos Bikashir B'Mosar. So then you're going to get malchus. Avalam nishar kishir tumah b'moser. If you're still tameh in aloka, shari utami kemo shahaya b'tchil. Avachei kol chayotze b'zeh. Avalmakadosan malchus mardus. That's what the Rambam and the Chinuch hold. You get an isser by cutting off any of the simanim of tumah, but only malchus if one is going to change the status. There is a difficult Rashi. It's really how he explains the Gemara. But Rashi in Shabbos, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Oz Beis, Shabbos Kuflamed Beis, Rashi seems to say that there's even an isser to cut off negaim tahorim, a nega that ends up or is tahor. There's an isser that's also included. Rashi says that. Rashi says that in Shabbos, kugon boak uparcha bakule, ubikulu is rabi lisser katitza. Like if somebody is totally covered in saras, as we know that's tahor. What if he cuts some off when he's totally covered? So unless you say that's different, that's the only example Rashi gives, right? Doesn't mean the other examples, but Pashas, the Minchas Chinuch, this is Rashi, also Nigam Tahorim, right? And the Minchas Chinuch does not understand why that should be. The whole Isser is because it's going to lead you to become Tahar, right? But here, not. That's not called a Nega. That's not called Nega Saras if it's a simitar. Very, very challenging and difficult Rashi. In Ozvav, he says a similar idea. In Ozvav, in Yerushalayim, there's no Tumas Negaim, Nige Batim. And Chutzla Aretz, there's no Nige Batim. In Mutter Litzos, are you allowed to cut down a Negat Saras in a place where it's never going to become Tameh? So do you say Lo Mishkachas Tumaklal? So it's mutter. Omidi to havi anagoyim to torim dover. Or is it like that Rashi? It's a negator, even if it's in a place where it will never be tamei. So he's noted to say that there is no problem. Noted to say there is no problem. It's a difficult Rashi. Vayter continuing, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Farmer Zechon Levracha, Bin Yisr Zeh, we know there's a major discussion related to cutting off tzaras, the sugis of Ase Doche Lo Sase. As we have in Masech HaShabbos, if there is a tzaras spot on a foreskin on the Makam Amila, then we paskin. You're allowed to cut it off. Ase Doche Lo Sase. And the Chinuch has a beautiful formulation here, which is, this one is not as well known, the usual one, there's usually a source that is quoted in the sugyas of Asi Docha Lo Sase, when the Achronim discuss whether we understand Asi Docha Lo Sase as what we call Hutra or Dechuya. Does the Lo Sase exist but you're allowed to push it off? Or the Lo Sase doesn't exist in this context? So the Sefer HaChinuch here has a clear formulation of Hutra. It does not exist. Hare hadavar ki'ilu ne'emar batorah. It's as if the Torah says beferish. Lo menaticha mehem b'makam aseizeh. When you're doing this mitzvah, the Lo Sase doesn't exist. That's what the Sefer Chinuch says. The Reb Nissim Gaon in Shabbos over there, Kuf Lamed Gimel, he has the most extreme formulation, like the Sefer Chinuch. He just says it a little more lengthy. He says, Ki Yatzivu Shenemar Acharav, when you have a mitzvah related to a lo saseh, hu tnai alav. It is a condition, an internal limit. V'chi lo bala hazir el alavishas kelayim chutz mi mitzvah tzitzis. Ava mashu mu'urav michuti pishon ematal shel tzemer shu mitzvah eino nichnas bazu ha'ashara elo muterhu. Right, it's a built-in tanai, and there is no isser. Again, others say it's more of a dechuya approach, and there are many other nafkaminas in the sugya of asei docha lo sase. Finishing up the mitzvah, turning over, says the chinuch and oegis is ebuchom akum v'chol zman. This is replies always. B'zachar min akevas men or women shemishnitz tara umakir b'simani tzarato shino rasha lakotzu zosan. If you recognize simanim of tzaras, you're not allowed to cut them. That's the halach. It applies even mizman hazeh. What about general halachas of tzaras? Does that apply to Zbanazaz? Nobody gets tzaras today. So the Mara Kohen, the Tiferes Yisrael, and his Hakdama to Nigoim, his commentary is called the Mara Kohen on Nigoim. So in the last paragraph there in the Hakdama, he quotes that when he was young, he's always bothered by this, why we don't have tzaras for Zbanazaz. And he says when he was a little boy, he met Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he asked him, and he also didn't answer. But he says, but now that I've gotten older, I know the answer. Because what are we talking about here? Kohanim today are not Kohanim Vadai. They are Muchzakim. They're Kohanim Shel Chazaka. We don't know them exactly for sure. So what? They're going to break a house? They're going to break a, rip a beged? Hamosim Echever Lavaraya. It's mine. Prove to me that you're a Kohen and you can do it. Because if you're not a Kohen, you can't do it. Number one. Number two, what about if there's no money involved? No Nige Adam? But there's still counter pressure. Why? Because what does Mitzara have to do? He's going to have to cut off his payas, right? The whole process of getting a haircut. He's not a Kohen Muchzak. He's only a Kohen Muchzak. He's not, it might not be Mutter. And therefore, that's the reason why we don't have Tzaras today, because our Kohanim are only Kohanim Muchzakim and not Kohanim Miuchasim. But let's say a person knows that he has a Tzaras spot, even before he goes to the Kohen, there's an Isser. So here nowadays, even though when a Kohen's not going to come, there's still an Isser to cut it off. And if somebody cuts it off, they are going to get Malchus. Okay, we will stop.